This is the Inferno Podcast, the official podcast of UAB Athletics. Blazer fans, this is the place each week to get an inside look into UAB Athletics. This episode of the Inferno Podcast is brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health and Pearl River Resort. Welcome in, Blazer Nation. It's the Inferno Podcast. My name's Landrum Roberts. I'm going to be your host. It's episode 22. We appreciate you joining us. Today on the episode, our weekly rundown, what's going on in UAB Athletics. As always, that is presented by our friends at Legacy Credit Union, the official credit union of UAB Athletics. We'll take a look ahead at some exciting action that's going to be taking place this next weekend. We'll kind of recap some recent events as well on the hardwood. And speaking of the hardwood, our student athlete segment of the week, we've got times two. Two Blazers going to be joining us from Andy Kennedy's squad, winners of five straight and currently atop the American Conference standings. All of that and so much more. It's the Inferno Podcast. Stay with us.
As UAB athletes, there's nothing we like more than the roar of the crowd.
Around here, we say we win as one.
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 And to keep cheering for the green and gold.
There's one thing we need from you.
Ask your doctor about an RSV vaccine.
And help protect everyone.
Our littlest Blazers and our most seasoned fans are most at risk from RSV.
Ask about your RSV vaccine today.
So we can all stay in the game.
And win as one.
Welcome back into the Inferno. It is time for our This Week in UAB Athletics. As always, it is brought to us by our friends at the Alabama Department of Public Health. To help protect all UAB fans, ask your doctor about your RSV vaccine today so we can all win as one. Speaking of winning, that's all Andy Kennedy and the Blazers have been doing of late. Five straight in conference play, now 12-7 overall, 5-1. The most recent over UTSA at Bartow Arena. It was a bit of a nail-biter down the stretch. But A.J. Vasquez, one of our student athletes of the week, who's going to be joining us today. Some clutch free throws, another double-double for Yaxel Lindeborg. The Blazers getting set to take it on the road coming up this weekend against rival Memphis Sunday. A noon tip against a very talented Tiger team. We'll talk to A.J. Vasquez and Budda Johnson about the next opponent and how things are going there on the south side. UAB women's basketball at Wichita State coming up this Saturday. Randy Norton and the Blazers taking on the Shockers at 2 o'clock. That is This Week in UAB Athletics. Our student athletes of the week, they're going to join us next. Welcome back into the Inferno Podcast. Landrum Roberts, and proud to be joined by two of our student athletes of the week. They come from Andy Kennedy's men's basketball team. You got A.J. Vasquez and Ephraim Budda Johnson. And we will learn where the name Budda comes from and learn about you. First of all, congratulations. Last win over UTSA at Bartow Arena. It was a little bit of a nail biter, but AJ, I'll start with you. Clutch free throws the stretch to make that a 3-point game. Roadrunners, they miss a shot at the buzzer. You guys have won five straight. Now 5-1 in conference play and 12-7 overall.
Man, good wins, man. We just playing hard. Tough free throws at the end. We needed those two free throws.
You sure did. Great output from you, Budda, in the first half when scoring was kind of at a premium, but you had 8 at the break. You finished with 11 points against UTSA. What were some of the things through the course of that game that gave you guys challenges, especially on the offensive end?
The main challenge was offensive shots, the open looks from three that we wasn't hitting. I felt like we was able to hit those shots early on, then we would have got to a good early lead and, you know, would have just settled in. You know, I felt like halfway through the first half, would have been able to settle in and just be able to coast throughout the game. But missing those open shots hurt a lot and forced us to, you know,
take a lot of tough twos.
Yeah, take a lot of tough twos and revert to, you know, doing other things that we didn't really have game plan for ourselves. And then wasn't expecting them to play zone that much, but, you know, they did, and we was missing shots. So they stayed in a lot more than, you know, we thought they would. So we just had to make offensive adjustments, and, you know, we did, and we just had to grind out a tough one.
Yeah, your teammate, Yaxel Lindeborg, he comes down with another double-double, 24 points, 14 rebounds. You guys knew that you had the size advantage. You were the more physical team going in because UTSA and it's very telling there in the box score. Half of their shots came from outside the arc, and they found the stroke in the second half, and that kept them in the game. Every time you guys seemed to want to push that lead out, they were able to answer. I know Monsanto in the second half, he started 4 of 5 from outside. But you guys, very resilient, and AJ, those clutch free throws down the stretch, that helped seal it. What are you thinking as you go to the line? You got a one-point lead. I'm sure Bartow Arena it's almost quiet. You can maybe hear one private conversation going on. Is there anything that you think about? Do you not think about? What's your routine?
I just think I'm going to make it every time. Every time I go to the line, I just focus on making the shot.
For sure. All right, so since the beginning of the season, and you guys, some close games, some games that you admit, Coach Andy Kennedy has admitted, you let get away. But now winners of 5 straight, 8 of your last 10, you're 5-1 ahead the American standings. After the win over UTSA, you go on the road, taking on a Memphis program. We know what that means, what the rivalry means, not just in basketball, but the two athletic programs as a whole. It's a tough place to play. You know they are talent rich. I mean, I look at Haggerty and some of the other guys that they got. They can shoot it, and you start looking at individual stats. Yeah, they're pretty, right? What is the challenge when you look at this Memphis team, and I'll start with you, Butta, and going on the road and knowing how tough of a challenge it's going to be on Sunday?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. You know, that's a game we're going to have to be really locked in, come prepared for. You know, they're a top 25 team in the country, and I think we just got to be able to, you know, I feel like basketball is a game of runs. They're going to make a run. We can make a run. I feel like, you know, they have home court advantage with 15,000 people in there, so it's going to get really loud. And, you know, for some people on our team have never been in that position, but, you know, we as leaders and older guys that were there last year, you know, we can bring them along and, you know, have them, you know, keep them settled in this type of environment. It's going to be a big environment, you know, on national television. And so just you know, keeping them, you know, just being physical with them, you know, sticking to our game plan. And, you know, coach has a few tricks up his sleeve and things that we want to do against them. And so I feel like we can, you know, handle that and, you know, do what our game plan, you know, and we can come out with a tough win on the road.
AJ, he talked about playing in front of 15,000. That's big. I don't care where you play. That's a huge crowd, and you know that they're passionate about their basketball. I know you guys are up for every game, but given the opponent going into a hostile environment where it seems like everybody's against you, the world's against you, do you get a little bit extra as a player? Do you enjoy those type of environments?
I love those moments. I don't know, but I love them too, but yeah. Definitely love those moments. It's the best part of being in college, mm-hmm. playing basketball, those moments right there.
Now, something that I see a lot, and there's trends among basketball players, and maybe this has been going on for a while, but you make a big three, silence the crowd, and we get All right, so that's one of them. Are there any more that I'm missing out on? I need to know, like, lingo and, like, trends that we're seeing right now in college basketball.
Got to silence the crowd. People are shooting bow and arrows.
The bow and arrows.
Mm-hmm. Then you got up threes.
People do like this.
Mm-hmm.
Putting up the three.
Covering their face.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of different things.
Is there anything officiating-wise, trend-wise, that they're calling closer this year, that they're letting go, as opposed to past seasons? Anything that you guys
can think of? Just shooting, like, you know, using a form of a, like, gun on the court.
Right. I know that there was an emphasis because it was the oldest trick in the book. If you were firing up a three, you kick out that leg to make sure a guy catches it. Now, you still see it being called, but not as much. What is that? Is that something that you guys utilize when you're throwing up the threes? If a guy's in your face,
Try to pump fake him and, you know, draw a foul. So
most definitely try to bait him, especially if it's a player that's a keep playing on the team that you want to get in foul trouble.
Yeah.
So you know you try to do anything at all costs sometimes.
You guys got great gear on, by the way.
Yeah.
Love the puffer jackets. UAB Under Armour. That looks really really good. It's warm. At the time that we're filming this podcast, you're number 10, you're number 8, but right now the temperature outside is your jersey number. That's crazy.
It's freezing in Alabama.
It is freezing right now, but, all right, so we'll start with you and your background. Queens, New York. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, AJ. I think about Queens, New York, when I think basketball, I think everything that you've seen in every single movie ever, and you've got all just great basketball players. You're outside. It's freezing cold. you got chain link, you got chain nets, and you just see just stupid ball being played. Yeah, is that accurate?
Yeah, man. Growing up in New York, you're just playing basketball in the park 24/7. Cold, hot, whatever.
Yeah. So Queens, New York, you played at the Patrick School.
Yes, sir.
And that's in New Jersey, correct? Mm-hmm. So you would cross over to New Jersey play. How did that work?
I would have to get up early and travel every day to get on the train, bus, just to get to school about 6 o'clock, 7. And sometimes I had practice in the morning, too. So that was a big element in my life.
Yeah, I imagine so. You started your career at St. Bonaventure, 2 seasons there. You go out to Salt Lake, play community college ball prior to coming to UAB. What lured you to UAB? Can you remember that first conversation you had with AK or a member of that staff?
My first conversation with AK was a good conversation. He pretty much was just complimenting my game and just telling me like certain things about UAB, that the history and just things he could help me with in the future. So that kind of drove me to, you know, want to come to UAB.
Was it your first time to be in Alabama when you visited?
Definitely, yes. It was.
Well, all right. So go ahead and throw us out, because Bud is from Alabama. I'm from Alabama. What were some of the preconceived notions you thought about our wonderful state? Just go ahead. It's fine. You can do it. We're fine.
Honestly, I didn't. It really was my folks. They were just, you know, it's Alabama, so the history, you know,
yeah,
certain things they just, you know, they were afraid of, but
we're all good.
Yeah, we're all good.
We're all good.
Especially me, I'll be good.
And we still wear shoes down. We wear shoes. We have running water, and we have electricity. So there you go. And everybody does not have livestock in their front yard. Those are just some of the misperceptions that I've seen. Let's go to Ephraim Buddha Johnson, Grissom High School, North Alabama, Huntsville, Alabama. Buddha.
Yep.
Where does that come from?
Family. Since I was basically almost born, and then playing sports, it just carried on even more. And so growing up, I was just always Butter. You know, no matter where I went, everybody called me Butter. The only time I wasn't called Butter was in school, and that was because of my mom.
Like middle school? I mean, like, middle school, like during like school sessions?
Yeah, elementary school. Because like through preschool, it was still Butter, and like teachers would call me Ephraim.
Oh, but okay.
I wouldn't listen because everybody would call me Butter, and I, you know, at that age, I really didn't even know my own first name for real, because I wasn't called that a lot. So eventually, so my mom had made teachers and all them call me by my first name, so I know what my real name is. So that's the only time I was ever called Ephraim. Outside of school, it was always Butter.
But specifically, the name Butter, is that something that somebody said? Is it something that happened to give you that name?
My uncle and, you know, my mom and my parents, you know, they came, my dad too, and they all kind of came up with it and added their own little twist to it. And it was just going, at first it was like Butter with the ER, and then they took the ER off and made it an A. So it was like Butter. And just been there ever since then.
See, if I'm calling, and I've called a few of your games when the voice of the Blazers, David Crane, I'll fill in for him doing play-by-play. And now I'm regretting you knocked down a big shot from outside just saying straight Butter.
Yeah.
Does anybody ever use that?
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, my Instagram name is Smooth Like Butter, but growing up, everybody was, you know, Smooth and all of this. And so it was just like, Butter has always been, you know, kind of catchy. And, you know, I feel like you can put a twist on it with
a lot of different things. So. All right, so high school, you grew up here in the state. You know about the program. What brought you to UAB now that you're in your second season?
Brought me to UAB was, you know, at the time, you know, we were winning. You know, I just came off of winning the Conference USA Championship back in 2022 and graduating 2022. So, and looking at what AK was bringing in, and I felt like, even though coming in as the lone freshman, that I was able to still come in and compete and, you know, play hard and practice hard against the older guys. I felt like I was still able to come in and be a valuable piece to the team. And you know, AK, you know, pitching me about UAB and, you know, what they stand for and the success, and even, you know, talking about when he played there and, you know, him coaching for his alma mater. So, you know, that's even more, you know, at stake. And, you know, so those things, you know, guided me to, you know, come to UAB.
That's that second season, third season, junior, senior. But I get it. But more of a pronounced role last year and then, of course, this year and what you've been able to do. You look at the conference as a whole now that we're, a third of the way, maybe somewhere around there through the conference slate. Traditionally, it's been a one-bid league. Memphis might change that this year, and then you'd have an additional with the winner's tournament. AK might kill me for talking about this, but surely you guys are thinking about this and thinking big picture and what the main prize is. It's the end of the road, right, Butta?
Yeah, the end of the road is most definitely being in the same position as last year, cutting down those nets. And, you know, that's been on our mind, you know, even since the summer. But we got to take it day by day and, you know, take each team, you know, take it day by day, take it week by week and just focus on who we got next and not get too big-headed and, you know, not see things too far, you know, and not also dwell on the past either and talk about last year or anything like that. Right. Just stay present, stay in the moment, and, you know, that's just what AK and, you know, all of us together, even as teammates when we talk and play, I mean, it's just staying together, just staying present, just you know, just living in every single moment that we are in right now and not getting too far ahead or, you know, dwell on the past or anything. And just staying locked in and focused and doing what we got to do day by day.
This was prior to the start of the conference schedule, but I asked Yax on Lindeboard when he came on the show, and I asked him about the leadership and define roles. What is the leadership? What does that look like now inside of the locker room, AJ, now that we're six games into the conference schedule?
Leadership has gotten way better. Over the past games, especially with practice, we've been taking a big approach, you know. Everyone just trying to just build their habits and just stay on each other, you know. But the leadership has definitely gotten better, like, over the past games. Speaking for me, Yak, CC, Butta, all of us just took it up a notch, just, you know.
Well, you guys are killing it right now. Good luck coming up this weekend as you take on the Memphis Tigers. Historically, only two times the Blazers have been playing this rivalry since 1984. Not every single year, but two times Blazer teams have gone to Memphis and won. Let's make it three.
Yes, sir.
Does that sound good?
Let's do it.
Coming up next, we're going to do the fun part of the show, okay. And this is the lightning round. I don't know how it's going to go. You're going to have to answer questions, and we're going to learn a little bit more about AJ Vasquez and Butta Johnson. It's the Inferno. Stay with us. Lightning Round comes your way next.
The if in life, it's a world of possibilities. If you go for a night out with friends, if you can keep an eye on your money along the way, if you know you have overdraft protection with no fee transfers from savings, when you get a low balance alert, it's easier to say yes to fun. If that sounds good, try Regions Life Banking.
Stay ready for the if in life. Regions Bank embrace the if in life.
Welcome back in Inferno Podcast. Landrum Roberts with two members of the UAB men's basketball team. Guard AJ Vasquez, guard Butta Johnson. Ephraim, that's his God-given name. We call him Butta here on the show. It is time for the lightning round. We're going to ask you a series of questions. And there's really no right or wrong answer. But there might be follow-up questions. It's just a way for us to get to know you better. Are you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's start it up. Yep. What is the most popular music streaming app?
Apple.
Yeah, Apple.
It is not. It's actually Spotify.
I was about to say what?
That's fine. Apple was a good guess.
I got Spotify too, okay. But I was thinking more.
I'm an Apple guy.
Okay. What does the acronym FOMO mean? FOMO.
Question mark. FOMO.
Just take a guess.
Oh no. I've never
FOMO?
FOMO. FOMO.
Oh no. I'm lost.
Yeah.
Be honest with you. I don't know if I knew this one either. It stands for the fear of missing out.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. What? All right, next question. What is the name of the social media platform that allows users to share and watch live videos? Share and watch live videos, social media app.
Share and watch.
That's great. It's a word you hear coaches describe when they're talking about a player that is maybe quick off the ball or he's really shifty. Think about it.
50.
I didn't know this one either. The answer is Twitch. Twitch.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I wasn't thinking about Twitch.
So
I wasn't
that? Thinking that so either. So you guys knew that yeah. it was Twitch. Come on, guys.
I wasn't thinking of Twitch, though.
No.
All right. At all. Let's go more pop culture here. Who had over 12 billion streams in 2024? Musician. What artist had over 12 billion streams in 2024? Yes, it is. I'll give you a hint. It is a guy that is the biggest bandwagon sports fan out there. He gravitates just to the winners. College, you'll see him in the stands. He goes to different games. He might have part ownership in a particular NBA team. But Drake? Yeah.
I was just about to say
that. Yeah, Butta. A point for Butta. Straight Butta from the corner. All right, good stuff there. All right, let's continue. Now, this is a throwback movie. It's from 1994. But I think you guys will know it. Pretty famous director. Who directed the 1994 film Pulp Fiction?
Samuel Jackson.
He was in it.
I know he was in it. Yeah. I don't know who directed it, though.
And if Butta can't give a better answer than that, we're going to give you the point. Yes.
I don't know.
Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino. You ever heard of him?
No.
Okay, well, he directed it. But Samuel L. Jackson was in it. It was a really good movie. All right, take a guess here. What team has won the most Super Bowls? Which team has won the most Super Bowls? There's actually two. And they're from the Northeast.
I know one. Patriot.
Okay. He got that one. Got that. There's one more.
Northeast.
If I said Immaculate Reception, you guys would be like, what?
Is that what about you?
Blue Collar Town.
I was about to say Patriots too first, but I didn't know.
Blue Collar Town.
What about you?
It. This particular franchise has another franchise in the same state that they uh-huh. they share the state with, but it's in the Northeast.
Talking about,
let me give you a hint.
Talking about the Giants.
Actually, the city uh-huh. of Birmingham has been called this city of the South.
Yeah.
Giants?
Nah, Steel City.
Steelers?
Look at Butta coming through. All right, Butta, another point for Butta.
Both of them, Butta. Because I was thinking of Patriots first.
Yeah. You're getting skunked.
Tom Brady.
That's what I was about to say.
All right, if you guys don't know this, then we're done. I'm just kidding. In what year did Michael Jordan retire for the second time, his final year?
What year?
2000. Was it 2000?
I think I want to say. Because Kobe came in 96. Yeah, 2003.
Hard to believe it's 1999.
1999. Yeah, 1999. Yep. I don't know why I said 03
because
Bron came in.
Yeah, 03. I was about to say, like,
why did I even say that? What?
You guys don't remember Y2K, do you? You weren't even born yet.
I know about Y2K.
It was crazy, man. Everybody was freaking out because they were worried about the clocks and the computers and everything getting sat back to zero. Oh, it was nuts. It was nuts. It was a lot of fun, though. New Year's Eve was a lot of fun. All right, about you. These are just some simple questions. It's either or. AJ, you're going to go first, and then you're going to respond. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Early bird.
Yeah, as evidence this morning.
Night owl.
Night owl for you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to cook or take out?
I'd rather cook.
What do you like to cook?
Breakfast.
Breakfast.
I cook breakfast.
All right, give me the go-to. What's the breakfast?
Eggs, bacon, toast, all like... A BLT. I love BLTs.
Yes.
Like with avocado or like, that's pretty much it.
Look at you throwing in some avocado.
I like avocado.
You want to get really for throwing some chia seeds.
Some chia seeds?
Yeah. You ever do the chia seeds?
I never tried, but I'll try it.
Well, now that you're in the South, though, biscuits and gravy.
I like biscuits.
You like biscuits and gravy? You ever had chocolate gravy? All right. They say it's really good. I don't like sweets, but yeah, chocolate gravy. What about you? Cook or take out?
Cook.
You want to cook? What are you cooking?
I'm a big pasta guy, so
pasta.
You know, spaghetti or chicken Alfredo. Also, I do a little chicken and broccoli meal. I got a couple of tricks up my sleeve.
Have you ever made your own pasta, or you buy the? So I've never made my own.
Nah, I haven't made my own pasta. But I watched cooking shows and stuff like that too. Watching Gordon Ramsay too. So
yes,
he's crazy.
See, that's Ramsay. My thing. My passion. I love to cook. Yeah. Now pasta, you got to be. It's a little bit tricky. I've had to go. Well, and as you get older and your metabolism, you're fine and your frame because you're 6'4". But for me, as I hit a certain age, I had to scale back on the pasta. Now I do the pasta that's made out of the chickpeas. And okay. It's not like the wheat flour. It's the chickpeas. It's a little less on the carbs. You still get the same texture, but you don't have to worry about that for like 20, 25 years. Just keep working out. All right. Most hated chore for you, AJ?
Most hated chore probably was washing the dishes.
Washing dishes stinks.
Probably. I'd rather take out the garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Butter?
Probably washing dishes, about the same.
Washing dishes. Up, yeah. As you get older and then you're a homeowner, trimming hedges is the one for me. Now, I like to work outside, but trimming hedges, it's not good. It's not fun.
Right. Yeah.
No, it's terrible. In fact, I ripped some of my hedges out just so I didn't have to trim them. And the root balls on those things were huge. All right. Favorite family memory for you, AJ?
Family. I'll probably say my ninth birthday. That's the last time I was with my whole, like, both sides of my family, my mom and dad. So that was very special to me.
I bet it was.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite family members, probably. I remember a trip we took down to Florida growing up. So it was like a little vacation for like a week. And so, you know, spend time there. We're also other family, too. So it was, it was probably fun. Because growing up, I played football, basketball, and baseball. So I really didn't have a whole lot of time to, I missed time even with my own family. So, right. So just, having that whole week with them and just being away from a ball. So it was just, that's probably my favorite memory.
You know what's crazy is I can remember being in the, and this was a long time ago, but being in the back seat traveling 9 hours with my brothers and my sister. Mm-hmm. In the backseat of that hot car. And, at that age, 9 hours is long anyways in a car. But it felt like 9 days.
9 days.
And dreaded it. And we got in fights. I got a whipping on the way home.
On the way home.
Oh, yeah,
because
I was acting out. Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And,
definitely, man.
And stepdad was serious, too. This is it. And thought, no, he wouldn't go through with it. Well, he did. But now, looking back on those memories, such special times and times of treasure. And I really appreciate you guys sharing your ninth birthday, both sides of your family, and then taking a trip to Florida with yours. That's really cool and stuff that you'll appreciate even as you move on throughout life. All right, let's go basketball here. Hardest position to play. What's the hardest position to play on the court, you think? Is it the two? Is it three? Is it the point? Is it?
I feel like playing the point, you got to know all the spots and you got to direct everybody to where they need to go. So that's probably the hardest position.
Butter?
Yeah, I would say being a point guard. Being a point guard, everybody looks at you as a leader, the ball handler. So we got the ball majority of times. Majority of the
point
game.
Point guard has the ball 90% of the time. So.
Yeah. So it's, you're the guy who usually making, the right passes, the right decision. All the plays start with you, so almost as if you're the quarterback of the team. So
right.
I would say point guard is the hardest.
This is a very important question. Would you rather have a steal or a dunk?
A dunk.
A dunk?
Selfish. You are selfish.
Nah.
No, you're selfish. No. Create the turnover.
Create the turnover. You asked me if I wanted to dunk or steal. I want to dunk.
Yeah, I want.
Just the way it's written.
I mean, I've done both in a possession. So,
right.
All right.
I'll take either.
High scoring or defensive battle? You want a shootout, or would you rather have 56-52?
I'm not gonna lie. I'd rather have a shootout, even though there's not a whole lot of defense being played, but. I mean, I don't mind playing against teams like North Texas and stuff
right.
that play a lot of defense. Those are grind out games. Yeah. I don't mind those either.
Right.
Feel like you're getting out the mud anyway. So feel like it's going to be tough and, making tough shots and all that stuff. But, a shootout to, seeing two teams going back and forth all throughout the game I feel like it's pretty exciting too.
AJ.
I'm going to agree with that, too.
You are? By the way, side note, I was watching the North Texas game as you guys open up conference play. Those rims are particularly soft.
Right.
They're like shooter's rims. Like, yeah.
They are shooter's rims, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a difference. There's differences in rims in different arenas that you play in. Those look really soft and like
it's easy, kind of
inviting.
Easy
shooter.
Right. Yes. You're right.
Amen. Very good shooter's rim.
I could probably knock one down.
I like those Texas rims.
Yeah.
Yeah, those Texas rims. Favorite sport to watch on TV?
Probably football.
Football.
I'm going to get more specific. I would say playoff baseball.
That's a good one.
That is one I didn't think about. Are you a big Braves fan?
Yeah.
That's wrong answer.
wrong answer.
But you like the Yankees? You just got one of our best pitchers, Max Fried. Enjoy him.
I don't know, man. Past couple of years, we just ain't completed the mission, but I think we'll get it.
Yankees go through weird stretches. Yeah. Weird stretches. Weird. This past year especially, you lost like every game for a month and a half. Uh-huh. You still made the postseason.
Yeah. It's been tough, though. The past couple years been tough.
Well, everybody, good luck beating the Dodgers. If you've seen what they've bought and put on that roster, it's an all-star team.
Crazy.
So you said football. College, like football. Pro.
I like a little bit of both. I like college football, and I like NFL.
Okay. Favorite pro team?
I like the Ravens.
Ravens.
I like Lamar Jackson.
Sorry about the past weekend.
What? You seen that?
Yeah. Uncharacteristic, man. Lamar has been good at protecting the football. You got Andrews there. He's got the fumble. He hits one in the belly. It's just a tough night.
I'm an Eagles fan, though.
Eagles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always since back in, since Mike Vick. You know, because I grew up in Virginia, too. So a lot of people may not know that. So I grew up in Virginia, 757 area. So people like Michael Vick, Allen Iverson, big icons. So, you know, people we look up to.
You got Commanders.
Yeah.
Commanders, Jaden Daniels, man. He's balling out.
Balling out.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people was down him in the draft, but I know that he was I feel like watching him when he was at LSU. And, you know, he won the Heisman, too. So I knew that. I figured he would be good, but he's been putting on the show.
Is there a particular sport you like to watch in person? And it can be... You enjoy it. Now, TV is one thing, but there are certain things that I would like to watch in person as opposed to watching it on television, whether it's venue. There's just certain things that, I guess, appeal to you. Is there any particular sport, or is it the same for you?
Kind of the same. Like, I mean, I want to try new things. I've never really been, like, NASCAR, like, watching NASCAR.
Come up closer to the mic.
I never really, like, been to watch any NASCAR races or, like, different things like horse racing and stuff like that. But as far as like, it's kind of the similar. I'd rather watch football in person or like stuff like that. I can't watch really like baseball or anything. I try.
Too much downtime?
Yeah. But I mean, it's just kind of slow for me. Like, baseball is kind of a little slow for me. So I'd rather like the intense football, like, you know, watching the game.
Yeah, football for sure, probably. I would, I can watch baseball in person too, though.
Cause I can't too.
I played it, but. I'll probably say something. I would rather watch football in person more than watch baseball in person. No.
Yeah. Baseball, it's a little bit more chill.
Yeah. It's just chill.
You can go and you hang out.
Yeah, you got to have patience. A lot of people don't have patience. So that's why a lot of people can't play the game. It's just patience. It's a laid-back kind of gentleman's game, and, you know, it takes long. But I feel like for people who love it, like, you love it. And, you know, feel like it is really one of the most beautiful games ever, I think.
Favorite athlete all time or current?
I like Allen Iverson. Right now, my favorite athlete right now, Kyrie Irving, is going to be my favorite athlete probably like forever. But Kyrie
is
going to be my guy, yeah.
Kobe Bryant was my guy. That was, growing up wearing A24, just mimicking him, you know, even being in school, you know, throwing away trash, shooting trash in the bin, saying Kobe. So that was my favorite athlete.
All right. Besides the American Conference in basketball, what league has the most passion? It could be professional. Actually, I would rather you just, besides the American, just say professional. A professional league that has the most passion.
Can you get deep into that?
As far as the passion of, maybe it's the fans, maybe it's the players, maybe it's the team, what you see when you watch it, just demonstrative passion that you see when?
Oh, I see hockey. Hockey is serious, man.
That's a great answer, AJ.
Hockey.
Yeah, serious. They get after it.
They do. Yeah. Always want to try hockey. But they definitely get after it, especially the fans. It's serious.
Yeah, almost definitely. I'll probably go with football. You know, people,
contact.
Especially around playoff times and these times, you know, people get crazy.
UFC or MMA, that would have been one too. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that passion or is that really just anger?
Anger, like.
I feel like it's a little bit of both. I feel like it could be more on the anger side, though.
For real.
Yeah. I feel like it's a sport. I wouldn't.
You got to be a little bit mad to want to fight.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the new Tiger Woods Golf League, the TGL, the new inside? I don't want to talk about that.
I can't golf. I try.
You seen the new.
You can't, never could. Come on.
I'm trying. I try every time.
It's a tough game,
man. My swing is just. I'm trying to get it there.
But AJ, it's that one shot. It's that one shot when you hit the sweet spot.
That sweet spot, I got to keep it right there.
And guess what? That's going to bring you back. It's going to grow on you.
I need that.
Everything's not going to be easy. You guys got a lot of God-given ability, and you play at a high level in college basketball, but everything is not going to be easy to you, AJ. No, golf should not be easy.
No, I know.
Yeah, golf was a lot harder than I thought it was. Even putting.
Putting.
Yeah, you got
a lot of feel.
You got to have touch, yeah.
But golf is all.
Did you see my swing?
Years.
It's online. You got to see my swing.
Is it bad? Is it Charles Barkley bad?
It's bad.
It can't be that bad.
I don't think it's Charles Barkley bad.
You guys have seen Charles Barkley swing. Man. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. I don't even know why he steps out there.
Shout out to the big mound, round mound or rebound. Guys, thank you for joining us. This has been a lot of fun. AJ Vasquez, Buddha Johnson. Anything you guys want to tell the Blazer Nation before we head to Memphis on Sunday and continue throughout what hopefully is another championship season?
Thankful for the fans, man. Just keep coming out, supporting us, and, you know, keep pushing us. That drives us. Try to win these games.
Yeah, just continue to come out and, you know, more on the road right now. Things are, you know, heating up, and just continue to support us and be there for us. And, you know, I feel like we'll continue to put on a show for you guys and continue to just make noise around the country and continue to just put Blazer Nation on the map.
Yes, sir.
Number 10, AJ Vasquez. Number 8, Buddha Johnson. Number 1 in Blazer fans' hearts. Go Blazers.
Go Blazers.
Go Blazers.
The Inferno podcast continues.
Trent Dilfer here, head football coach of the UAB Blazers. I want to tell you about my friends at Legacy Credit Union. Legacy began as University Credit Union in 1955 and remains committed to UAB faculty, students, alumni, and fans. Not only do they support the Birmingham community, but they are also proud sponsors of UAB and UAB athletics. Visit legacycreditunion.com and find out why you should become a member today.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Inferno podcast each and every week. But just a reminder so you can tell family, friends, neighbors, just random passersby how they can consume this, because we got plenty of great content and we're going to keep this thing rolling. First and foremost, our friends on YouTube made it easy for you there. You go to YouTube, you like, you subscribe, you share, put it into memory. Spotify, Apple Podcast, you can find us there as well. And then all of the social media platforms, I say all, most of them that you're familiar with. You can go to Instagram, Inferno_pod. On Twitter or X, at Inferno_UAB. Facebook, UAB Athletics. And the OG of them all, UABSports.com. Not only links where you can find out information about the Inferno, but also everything going on UAB Athletics. This is the Inferno Podcast, the official podcast of UAB Athletics. Blazer fans, this is the place each week to get an inside look into UAB Athletics. This episode of the Inferno Podcast is brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health and Pearl River Resort.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.